This time of year, there are two kinds of movies at the multiplex: Oscar hopefuls and movies that just want to show you a good time. Critic Bob Mondello says two of the latter, both aimed at families, are opening this week: The Adventures of Tintin and We Bought a Zoo.
The central character in We Bought a Zoo is a recent widower trying to raise two kids on his own, somewhat ineptly.
Hey, Rosie. Am I doing anything right?
You're handsomer than the other dads. Lots of them don't have hair. So that's good.
Now, arguably, if you get an answer like that from your six-year-old, you're doing fine. But with his family fragile after his wife's death, Benjamin, played by Matt Damon, thinks they need a change. So he buys a small, rundown country zoo, figuring maybe feeding porcupines is just the therapy they need.
You're pretty docile.
Not at night.
Oh, you like to get a little wild at night, huh? Get a little crazy.
Little crazy nighttime. Oh, man.
You're not talking to him correctly yet, boss. You gotta be real with him.
I'm never talking to you again, you little...
How you talking to him? There you go.
Damon's amiable and appealing in a part that's not asking him to stretch much. In fact, the only real surprise in We Bought a Zoo is that it was made by writer-director Cameron Crowe, the guy responsible for such edgier, more offbeat pictures as Fast Times at Ridgemont High, Almost Famous, and Jerry Maguire. None of those can remotely be called a family film, whereas We Bought a Zoo is downright Disney-esque, in a good way. It deals thoughtfully with loss and family dynamics, and whenever the plot threatens to become too predictable, Crowe deploys his secret weapon, Maggie Elizabeth Jones, who is maybe the most formidably adorable child in all of movies at the moment.
Yay!
She's also the only person on screen who doesn't at some point get upstaged by the critters. In The Adventures of Tintin, Secret of the Unicorn, nobody on screen can be upstaged because there's nobody on screen, just pixels. Steven Spielberg made his first 3D adventure flick using a digital technique called motion capture.
The unicorn. What secrets do you hold?
Tintin's an intrepid boy reporter, the unicorn's a cargo ship sunk by pirates, and the story is a globe-trotting treasure hunt much like Spielberg's Indiana Jones movies, with loads of colorful characters.
What do you know of the unicorn?
Not a lot. That's why I'm asking you.
The secret of that ship is known only to my family. It's been passed down from generation to generation. My granddaddy himself, with his dying breath, told me the tale.
The faces in Tintin have been tweaked to look like the Belgian comic book figures they're based on, but everything else, from city streets to a ship sailing improbably across a desert, looks eye-poppingly real. I'll leave to others the debate about whether motion capture is essentially animation. Whatever it is, it's now persuasive enough that you can see how it'd appeal to someone like Spielberg, who's done pretty much everything you can do with a conventional camera. Here, when a digitized eagle snatches an important scrap of paper from our digitized hero and flies with it in 3D off the screen into the auditorium, you can almost hear the director chortling, "Ooh, there's something I could never do with real actors." The joy he brings to the film's action is contagious, and if there's less to Tintin in the way of personality, nothing to touch We Bought a Zoo's Rosie for pure adorableness, for instance.
Yay!
That's mostly because Spielberg's having too much fun with his digital toys to slow down for character building. If you're going to capture motion, might as well cram in a lot of it. Save the e-motion capture for another day. I'm Bob Mondello.
This is NPR News.